Lady in blue, what do you do?
The world after.
Lady in blue, where's the money? The lady in blue, world after.
Where's the money?
Hi, this is podcast 7 of The World After. Where is the money? Where is the money in the future in the world after Corona? It's all about knowing the future trends and then tapping into that future trends with your business in order to generate a flourishing business. And it's about thinking about what that future is and making your strategies, marketing, product, and service concepts accordingly. Because it's in the future where you have to find the money, where your company has to operate. And this podcast is about the dangerous signal of when it comes to not willing to accept a trend, a future trend. That is an alarm system. It's an alarm bell. So listen to the podcast to understand why. I'm the Lady in Blue, and on theladyinblue.com without the E on the end, you can find more about the training I can give to your people so they go and think more further than the status quo of today, and they help you preparing your business for the future. You can book me as a speaker, and of course we have the bi-weekly subscription, trend report subscription of The World After. Everything is on our website.
Lady in blue, what do you do?
All right. What we see is that we are in danger if we see trends that are unacceptable. What we see is that people often don't want to hear a specific future trend. They don't want to face it, especially when it is dangerous for them. When it's a future trend in business that really affects their business, can even stop their business, they will deny it. They say, no, it's not possible. How dare you saying? And that means that they are in danger because they are not willing to accept it because of it's against them. And the truth is that when it's against, but not really against them, against their business, it's the moment they have to come in action because they have to see what's happening and how is it that we have to tap into that. So transform our business, guide our business in a different direction in order to be able to functionate in that future. So they have to come in action, and even worse, if they don't do it, there will be other companies that do it and they will become their competitors. So there will arrive new competitors that really tap into the future when you don't do it yourself. And also not accepting a trend, future trend, doesn't mean it's not going to happen. You can't manipulate it. A future trend is a future trend. A future trend is a result of the society of today. It's like a neutral result of the society instead of that it could be something that we want to happen. That's not the case. The future goes beyond ourselves. It's not a creation of someone or a personal wish. It's a neutral constatation, as I said. The same is for a trend forecaster. I'm a trend forecaster, but it's not my opinion. It's not around myself. For example, I have blue eyes. When I have to predict colors for eyeshadow, it's not that I only predict colors for blue eyes. I also predict colors for brown eyes. Or, for example, maybe the future is something I don't like. For example, I drive a very old Porsche of course, 944, and I love it. But the future is more sustainable. The future is car sharing, scooter sharing, probably not your own car that is like your accessory. And yeah, it doesn't mean that I'm gonna forecast something else to manipulate it because I prefer it in another way. The contrary is there. I'm trying now to feel what it is. And personally, I do a lot of car sharing for the motor for the moment, and also scooter sharing. And I start to enjoy it. I'm accepting it. I'm exploring it to feel it, to understand it, and to understand better where the world is going. So the future is not manipulatable. And I have another example where the alarm bell should have rinkled, but it didn't because a person did not want to accept a future trend that was not aligned with their own mentality. It's an example around the Black Lives Matter movement, and it's very understandable for everybody. That's why I'm telling it. Imagine there was someone leading a company of fashion, and the mentality of the person was discriminating. The person hated colored people, whether it's black or yellow, and they preferred a white company. A company with only white people working there, especially in the top middle level. Maybe someone like a cleaner could be black. And it's a fashion company, so all the models are white. And that's the mentality. And that's the way they wanted to have it because they hate colored people. It's a bit bad example, but it's reality. And then they were hearing about in the future, it's more colored people as well. And they said, oh no, we deny this. And then the alarm bells should have rinkled. And it didn't happen because they didn't want to see it. So they went on being a white company inside and outside. And then all of a sudden, the Black Lives Matter movement came in. And what we know now afterwards is that the companies that were too white, discriminating inside and outside, have had a lot of critics. And it did harm the businesses a lot. So in fact, they stood on their own principles and they could not accept a change that didn't match their own mentality, and it harmed their business. And that's what I want to explain. So don't be kind of arrogant, staying in your own reality, but accept it, even if it's not what you think, in order to survive. So it is accepting it and then seeing the positive out of it. Try it, don't deny it. And tune into it with your business. Grow from the future and tune it into a new development. And of course, we have seen a lot of examples in the angle of technology. We saw Kodak, the film supplier, and they lost because they denied the technology developments. And the same with the typewriting machine companies who denied the computer simply because they didn't want to see the truth that was against their core business. And this is still happening nowadays. And last week I gave a presentation for a business club in Holland. And first I was talking about the skirts for men and what the results were out of that and the opportunities. Then I went over to Cool to be Old and how it's affecting the anti-wrinkle business, and that they also first were yelling at me saying that anti-wrinkle was going to be less popular and that they had to search for new opportunities in the future. Along the anti-wrinkle ingredients and products, they all quite understood that. But then I came, and that is our older trends, and then I came to a newer trend, and that is spirituality in business. And also here I saw some people who were furious. And with this trend, it's a part in a stance, because spirituality is so important in this society, but it's not for everybody yet. And the people who are not into it, that don't have this mentality, they can't handle it. So I told them, you know, spirituality is so important, that the world after was a catalysator, and that along the analytic part of business and the numbers, we will tune into more the feeling in the spiritual side of the things, the universe, and also business horoscopes. There was a woman, she came to me after the presentation, and she said, "What you say, you can't say that, and it's impossible, and how can you? And when you said horoscopes and business, I completely tuned out, and you even said three times that you see this. How dare you do that? How can this business group have booked you as a presenter? And she was just furious. And you obviously could see that it didn't fit her own mentality. And she's denying the fact that the society is changing that way. And it's better that she says, okay, it's not my way, let's research it. Let's see what's going to happen and how it will affect my business." And her business was dealing with, in health, with addicted people. And she said to me, "Well, what you're predicting is only for the high end. The truth is the contrary. Also, healthcare is really affected by spirituality." And there are many examples of, even in the presentation, there was an example of Saad Simon, and he was an addict himself, and spirituality helped him coming over his traumas, coming over the reasons why he was drinking, why he was using drugs, and he's clean for 4 years now, and he's even helping other people who suffer addiction or that came over an addiction. And it's the spiritual side that's helping all of them. And that will go over into more healthcare organizations. But the first thing is accepting the way the society is changing, understanding it, going over it, see what it does, and then you can apply it even on your own business. Thank you for listening, and maybe now you're curious to know the future trends for your business that you probably don't want to hear. So if you want to know your alarm wrinkling bells, just contact us at theladyinblue.com. Thank you, and see you in 2 weeks.
Lady in Blue. Do you do the world after? Lady.